Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Well, it's Kentucky, and so bourbon tasting's the thing people do. Plus, my sister likes to drink. My favorite thing that was said this entire episode.
I gotta say, I really like Clayton, and I like him because I think he's going to be a good reality TV person because he feels very. He feels like he just kind of says what he thinks off the cuff.
He's good for the show. I'm not going to go as far as that I like him, mostly because of his little sounds he makes to her, like,
oh, you hate that.
Here's the other thing. Oh, I'm going to say this now, and y'all know it's true. His hands are so soft.
Oh, very.
And they're always slightly clammy. He touches you, and there's a shiver that runs through your body. Y'all have all tried to date nice guys with these tiny baby hands, clammy hands. You've all tried. And every time he touches you, you get like the Sahara Desert down there. That's this guy. And I think he's perfectly fine. But I would never totally be into him. He makes my vagina dry up.
I've dated a guy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made you dry as the Sahara, yeah, right?
I tried. He was a really nice guy.
I've dated some of these too.
And then we kissed and I just went.
And then he went.
Like when you get your own hair on your mouth, you just go afterwards.
Cheeky.
He had very soft hands too.
And I promise you, I'm sure he's fine. As far as him related to the other men on this season, he's a prince.
He is.
Let's be honest. That's how a lesbian would open up her comedy set. Welcome to Les Be Honest.
It's like my esthetician who's Les-tetician. I love it. Y'all, this is 90 Day Fiancé, season 10, episode 7. Call it peace. Peace
Speak
be
now.
With you.
Speak now or forever hold your Peter.
Sounds good to me. I don't call it a Peter Berry. That's what I used to call it when I was a kid. I should call it that now. Hey, man, suck my Peter.
I sometimes miss uncommon names for penis.
I do, too. We
like
say
Wang.
Wang. Unless your last name's Wang, then that's unfortunate.
It's not as interesting. Wang.
I'm going to start doing that now. It's sex talk.
Well, Dingus.
I'm like, oh, man, suck my tallywhacker.
Not that one.
Like that tallywhacker, man? Tallywhacker.
Listen. I don't want infantilized words.
Well, that's just the other names we call it. Tallywhacker.
But tallywhacker is a child's word.
I don't know. My grandpa called it tallywhacker till he died.
Well, but that was because your grandfather grew up with very conservative and shameful ideas around sex.
I don't know. He had a lot of it. I don't know.
Is that the one who had other families, or is that your father's?
He's the one, my mom's grandpa, my mom's father. He was an alcoholic and had women all the time.
Maybe he only used that around you, though.
Maybe.
My pants are unzipped.
Well, I can almost see your tallywhacker.
My wang.
Your wang. I like dingus, too.
My phallus. No, I don't like that one.
Sounds pretentious.
Too general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schlong. I enjoy schlong.
It's hard to say, though. Schlong.
Schlong.
That consonant diagraph. I want to be able to spit it out like,
yeah,
cock.
Yeah, lady. You like that schlong
on
your tits.
I still prefer cock.
And we're back.
Cock or dick.
And we're back to one. You just
because those are just
you
like,
just proved yourself wrong. You're the one that posed the question, and you just came back in a gay circle.
I know. And I debated myself, and I realized where I was, my first position was correct.
You got there.
I supposed into the ether.
Aristotle would be so proud. Poodle-stottle.
I'm doing like, it's a matter of polemics, like the Greeks. Why must we always use the common words for cock?
We need to move on.
I think the tried, tested ones work.
Sometimes. We want to remind you, we talk about Smothers coming in December. What else was it we were going to talk about?
Smothered season 5 is coming.
10 Things to Tell You with my friend Laura Tremaine. I'm on that podcast. And give the gift to Supercast. Give the gift of gays. On Supercast, you can give a subscription to your loved one. Or, hey, you know what? I like this even better.
Give it to your enemy?
Give it to someone you don't like who's homophobic. Say, you should listen to this podcast and just give them the gift of gay.
So we would be used to get revenge on someone?
That bothers
I'm
you?
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Also, big news I just found out when I was in the bathroom.
That's why it smells like a dump in here.
Turns out, at the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade,
ooh,
Cher is going to debut her Christmas song.
Oh!
DJ, play a Christmas song, which we just fucking manifested.
Oh, Cher, Christmas.
What are you doing?
Got my Cher wig on.
I just want to go to a gay club and smell poppers.
Yes. Nothing more. Nothing less. Say it, Cher.
Song on a Christmas is all day long.
We are doing this at our Christmas show.
Song on a Christmas, Christmas, fuck me, Santa.
I don't know the words yet.
No, you don't.
I know.
Didn't stop us from trying to scream it, though.
I'm sorry. I had to play the whole.
You have to play
I had
it.
To play most of it because it's been in my head for almost 2 weeks.
Thank you, Cher. It is
manifested.
Manifest. I got to tell you, listening to Barbra Streisand, it's a good time to be gay right now. It's a good time. Kathy Griffin's going back on tour.
Wow.
I want to go to that. We should go.
I would like to go.
I would do. It's called My Life on the PTSD List.
I don't know why. It's weird that we haven't randomly. She's the kind of celebrity that we would have run into.
We should be friends with her.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, she knows who we are. We know who she is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because she would get us.
She would get. We love her. We she would get us. She's wonderful. There is a passage in, as y'all know, I'm reading, My Name is Barbara. It's wonderful. I'm listening to it, where she's talking about taking acting classes and all that kind of stuff. And the how pretending to be a chocolate chip changed her life. And she goes in detail of describing her process of being mixed.
I knew
in
I
the
needed to be a chocolate chip.
Being mixed in the batter. And then she gets thrown in the oven. She's like, and I'm put in the oven. Oh, it's so painful. It's so painful.
So painful.
She's like, I'm burning. And then she's like, and then I felt so relief. I felt relief when I came out of the oven and the cool air hit me. And I go, and then suddenly my started to stiffen. And she tells this whole thing about
it. I'm riveted.
It is such a good book. It's such a good book. I'm loving it. I only have 45 hours to go.
Maybe that's what I'll listen to on going to Hawaii.
Hey.
It's 6 hours.
6 hours.
So
you're not even halfway done there and back again.
No, I'm going to watch shows because you're going to be away. This is your last show for a while.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
I'm holding down the fort here with some special guests.
It's 1 week, y'all.
It's okay.
Because we're off next week.
I'll soldier
it's
through.
It's actually, and then we're
really
delaying
off.
When we do 90 Day. It's 3 shows.
4. But that's okay. I'm doing my best. I'm sure you do the same for me if I...
You know, I'll buy you Barbara's book to
if
read.
If I peaced out
I
for
would.
A while.
I've been telling you forever, you should take a vacation.
I actually was planning on it. I'm going to be away. I'm just making sure while I'm away, there's still stuff to happen.
I think you need to learn.
I'm glad you are.
I think you need to, thank you. I think you need to, and I know you are, but I think you need to let go and go ho. That's what you need to do.
I'll probably take something off next summer. I was trying to go to Scandinavia.
After tour?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I was trying to do Scandinavia last time, but it was too much after COVID.
Yeah, I got to talk to you, by the way. My mother wants me to... I think I got to take my mom to Charleston. She wants to go. So now it's going to be a mother-son trip.
You know those don't happen very often, right?
Sometime next year I'm going to take her, I think.
You know you can do a weekend.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Leave on a Thursday. I'm actually excited. Let's be honest.
You could do a weekend
easily. I love spending
easily.
Time with my mother.
You don't need... Charleston doesn't need unless
she's
you're
never
like a,
been
unless you're a big like war or
my mother is
revolutionary war
she loves
stuff,
all that shit
you're gonna be busy then because there's a lot of stuff
she loves that kind of stuff
but it's a great place just to walk around don't go in the summer
no I'm thinking is it cold in February or is it warmer
ish go in March.
Maybe I'll go in the early March before our tour.
Yeah.
In April, hopefully. We're still working on those tour dates, by the way. We're waiting to hear back.
Was there any other announcements before we move on?
I've been completely distracted by Cher, and I want to thank you for it. I am. Now I'm probably going to... I'm going to have to make sure I tape that on Thanksgiving so that way I can watch it in my hotel room in Italy because I need to see it.
Whoa,
that's gay.
DJ, play my Christmas song.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so good.
And so at the same time, so awful.
Yeah.
Like,
There's something about it.
Ugh.
Y'all, it's time to talk about Clayton and Annalie. So this is the next morning after no sex night.
I gotta take my sweatshirt off. That made me hot. Keep talking.
And he says, "Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss." And anyway, before they came to live in
he's meeting in bed. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the whole time
before,
like,
not in bed.
In
anytime there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he got a lot of love.
I would slap him and say, "Talk like a man."
I don't know if he got a lot of love from mom and sis.
I think the mom is lovely.
I think the mom is
lovely. I think closet mom has turned out
really
to be
sweet.
Quite kind.
I think so too.
Sister, not as much.
Sister.
Sister, I think, has been in some bar fights in her time.
Yeah.
Because she liked to drink.
You like to drink.
I thought we were going to get like a slurring. We're going to talk about that scene in a little bit. But anyway, I wrote down again, he's so touchy with her, and I feel like I would recoil at every touch he did for me. I'm all for men lotioning their hands. I'm all for it.
You're so easy to love.
But, aren't I? You'd be so easy to love.
Literally, I'm all for men lotioning their hands.
I'm all for it.
Only on this show.
But I don't want your hands to be so soft, like it feels like someone just rubbed satin on my body.
So you want some calluses a little bit.
A little.
That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you know they're into rope play.
Yeah. A little bit.
Clayton. Let's talk about him.
Shibari.
Clayton.
So he is, she basically says, I don't want his mom to hear anything. So that seems like that's her problem.
The walls are thin.
And we've talked about this. You didn't have a problem with it. I had a huge problem with my mother hearing.
I just said after a while, I didn't love it, but I said after a while, bodily needs would take over.
She seems freaked out. Yeah.
They're going to go horseback riding in Kentucky. They're riding horses and they have a good time. And then they sit down afterwards and he brings up, y'all, that get ready. Apparently, this now is going to be this is a new space on the bingo card of 90 Day Fiancé in recent years.
You never met my father?
No, you didn't post about me on social media.
Oh, yes.
That's new. Just within like the last...
Justin and Nikki.
Justin and Nikki.
Shekinah and Sarper.
But we had someone before then as well. Was it? I can't remember. There was someone just recently.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I want to say, in between that, y'all, you knew she was going to be better at horseback riding than him.
100%. 100%.
Anyway, so they are talking about social media, and he's like, can we just put something up now? And she says, well, we got engaged 4 days after you came to meet me. My father would think that was crazy. And I went, that's a good point, Annalie.
That's a good point.
And then she's like, so I thought if I came here for work, I could say, we met here. And he's like, but that's lie on top of lie on top of lie. And I'm like, you should have lied about closet mom.
You should have lied about closet mom.
And maybe baby pig.
So do you think that she's just using that as a cover to really test the waters to see if she wants to stay?
I completely believe her. Okay.
I think I do too.
I think she is dealing with, I like her.
Yeah.
I think she is dealing with a very, we dealt with this with Thais and Patrick, remember? I think she is dealing with a very protective father. She's a daddy's girl. He's going to be...
Thais and Patrick.
I know. Do you forget to think how they were? They have a baby now.
They do have a baby.
Very cute baby.
Hey, I'm an uncle.
He's going to be on The Single Life, though.
He is?
It's almost certain.
Oh, I'd love it.
So anyway, this is what she's like, blah, blah, blah. My dad's old school. We have 3 months and it'll be like I met you. And this is what I want to tell him. This isn't about you, Clayton. This is about her and her relationship with her father. And he thinks that she's ashamed of him. And yeah. So I wish she was better at communicating this, but she's not, let's say, the warmest of people.
She's not the warmest. And I agree. I think that the drive underneath is what you just said, that it's about his own self confidence. And though I understand her point more, but I do understand it's he gets terrified by a lot of stuff. So yeah. I can understand why it ratchets up his anxiety knowing I want us to make a life together. Your father's never going to love me because he knows he's not going to blame you. He's
going
to blame me for lying to you this whole time. It's kind of a no-win situation.
I agree. And I will say this is a problem it's a problem of circumstance where she has this, and for her, it is better to lie to her father and have this happen later, because they're going to have to answer for all this. For her, she's thinking, I'll explain later. And it's not going to probably work out for her.
She also mentions, I just want to bring this up, she also mentions, she said, and you are a gringo. So there could be the fact that he's white, he's from America.
Yeah.
So there could be that component too.
I wonder also if she's from a well-to-do family.
I don't know.
Because I have a feeling she said things like, my house that I was living in is much bigger than this.
Well, but
it's closet mom's house.
Yeah, it's you're right. Pretty small.
And baby pig and chocolate's lair takes up most of the square footage.
I remember how small my studio at Ramsgate was. Can you remember how small yours was at Paces Crossing?
I never lived in a studio.
But a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ramsgate?
You don't remember? Yeah, it was by the school. It was off of.
Oh, that was a piece of shit.
It was nice when I lived there.
No.
It was nice.
No, never. But y'all, we're going with Closet Mom to meet the sister Brandy, and I'll be honest. I have known kind Brandys and bitch Brandys.
Okay.
There's never the twain shall meet.
Oh, Brandy Smith. I like her. She got in a lot of fights, though, a lot.
Bitch Brandy.
But she was so nice to me.
That's all that matters.
Oh, Brandy Bridgman. She was really
How
sweet.
Many were there?
Who was it? Tim Stewart talked to her or made fun of the hair on her arms, and she beat him up, too. So she had very hairy
arms. She sounds
arms.
Like a vision.
Brandy Buck. Oh, I had a crush on her. All the Brandy's, she's the one that was diabetic and I didn't understand and I was upset because I couldn't have candy. I was in graham crackers. I was in second grade. I didn't know diabetes. My Brandy's have been nice.
It's so funny. I did not have crushes in second grade and I didn't even know I wouldn't even know what to call that.
Well, I knew it from watching Dallas.
Anyway, y'all, we're going bourbon tasting because that's what you do in Kentucky and because Brandy likes liquor.
She likes to drink.
Like I said, I have a feeling Brandy may have been into bar fight or two. She looks a little tough.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
She looks a little, yeah.
She's also wearing a shirt. I don't know if you saw what it said. Mama tried.
Our den mother Jackie has that shirt.
Yeah.
Our Facebook den mother.
Isn't that a song? Mama Tried.
Mama Tried. It's a guy who's, I think it's a guy who sang in Folsom Prison.
Johnny Cash.
I think it's Johnny Cash. This is what I say. Either we just met them. We don't know all the story. And didn't someone remind us that we still have another couple to meet on 90 Day Fiancé?
Supposedly. I think Sissy Chris come in and I said, these look like Love After Lockup looking motherfuckers.
Yeah. Maybe they changed. Maybe they did something.
They cut
see them.
Did you?
But no, what I was going to say is, we don't know all the story yet, and or it is fucked up that this sister is disinvested in her brother's happiness. This person sounds and the fact that she, like, at the end is crying and stuff about it, I was like, oh, you always make this about you.
There, it was weird. Just one other thing. Did you clock this? He's like, none of these charcuterie, like, none of this has nuts in it, right? This is totally like one of those things they say, and then at the end of the season, he'll be choking from anaphylaxis because someone's put nuts in something. It's probably not going to be that way, but if I was with him, let's say, I would go, interesting.
Tinfoil Hattie's here again. She's entered the building.
I'm just saying, a deadly nut allergy is a factoid you file away.
That's my favorite lesbian joke.
What? Deadly nut allergy?
I've
never heard that.
Oh, Tammy Jo Deering used to do this. She was like, sorry, everybody. Sorry, man. I'm a lesbian. And then she goes, nut allergy. Hoo-ha!
That's funny.
It was so funny.
You usually need to say, you can't say my favorite lesbian joke. You need to tell the joke.
I just thought it's so good. Anyway, I love her. She's funny. She kind of looks like, she also does a whole bit because she looks so much like Gary Busey, like a female Gary Busey. You've seen
Handsome
Tammy
Jo. Woman. Yes. She does kind of look
yeah,
like
right. Her. Yeah, right. She's fun.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, y'all, Annalise says, sister comes in. I'm kind of upset the sister wasn't there, like, screaming and slurring words.
Give her time.
And give her time. Anyway, the sister's like, oh, she's looks very nice. She's very pretty and sweet. And
just right away says, well, I've noticed you haven't posted on social media. What's that about?
Yeah, that's the first thing she says.
Whereas mom is like trying to hug on Annalie and be supportive. Yeah.
And then it says, she typically has problems with my girlfriends or my exes.
And she says, well, the last one cheated on him.
Well, actually says, she's like, I'm always going to question his relationship choice. His last girlfriend, I'm pretty sure she cheated on him.
Do you think Brandy's ever been cheated on?
Lots. I said, this woman seems to have been treated rough in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life has not been kind.
Well, I think the same could be said for Closet Mom. A, you can look at her, or B, she's living in a closet.
Yeah.
That's not an easy life.
There is something about someone who looks around in 20 square foot of space and says, this is enough for me.
Kind of respect that.
I don't. I think that's a problem. Yeah. Anyway, but she'd rather save her cereal bars that are it's a hoarding mentality. Mm-hmm. There's some type of mental illness going on.
I just want a GIF or GIF, whatever it's called, of her just stuffing the last little bits into that storage unit.
So anyway, then y'all, A Night of Fiancé classic. How do I know you're not just here for the green card? And Annalise says, well, honestly, I didn't want to leave my family. And then she's like, you think I could fake it for 2 years? I agree. That's one of my things. 2 years is a very long time. I can rarely fake one of my marriages past 8 months.
How long were Jay and Ashley together? They were together like 2 years.
Something like that. But she wasn't always there.
He's not either. He hasn't been in the same...
I'm sorry. They had a... You mean how long were they married?
No, how long were they together before he came over? Weren't they together several years?
Yes, but I'm saying it was long distance.
Mm-hmm.
So he fucked around. No. That's what I'm saying. If you're there, that's why he literally cheated on her constantly.
Yes.
So later on, and he's like, yeah, who would do that for 2 years? And Brandy's like, I could see it. Like, y'all, this feels like, all of a sudden we're in that bar in Boys Don't Cry. And she is threatening Hillary Swank.
Yeah, and we
that's what it feels like to me.
And we understand why he didn't tell her shit about his girlfriend.
Yeah, I understand it.
And the sister says, well, she just might as well take a shot and go, this was fun.
Well, he goes, has everybody had enough to drink? She goes, Nope.
And that's when she's like, I'm just over it. Fine, get married.
Get married. She walks out and crying. She leaves and goes to the corral bathroom. And she's like, I'm going to be overprotective with him. That's just what I'm going to do.
Mind your business. He's fine.
I have a feeling we're going to see, I have a feeling they're going to make it.
Yeah.
I don't think Annalie's going to be the problem. I think it's going to be his family and trying to adjust to the guinea pig and the closet mom of it all.
Well, and they'll eventually tell her dad. They wouldn't bring it up.
Yes.
They're not going to talk about it.
I agree.
That's eventually going to happen too. So that'll be
I agree.
Her part of the drama.
Yeah.
Speaking of drama, I'm trying to set you up.
Oh, what? Oh, oh, oh.
You know.
It's Poodle's Broadway Corner. This is a Broadway Corner not specifically about a show that's out right now.
No.
But some of you may have heard this story. In Sherman, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman
is 45 minutes from where I grew up.
Don't try to overstate a connection you have to
is. I do. My friend from high school messaged me about it.
Okay, but don't try to say.
But I am trying to give people context of where it is. Like, it's North Texas area.
It's south of Denton.
No, it's not. Sherman is actually, it's actually a little bit northeast of Denton.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Ardmore, Sherman, Denton.
Riveting.
Well, you got it wrong. I had to correct you.
You know what? You're right.
That's it.
You're right.
But it's give people idea, like the town of it. It's, I don't know, like maybe, it's not a small, small town. Like Sherman's like the town of, I would say maybe 100,000 people.
It is kind of becoming a bedroom community for Dallas.
Yeah, because Dallas has grown so much. Yeah.
So people who think that the Dallas suburbs are too, or when they go to Sherman, when they think the Dallas suburbs are becoming too liberal. Yeah. So basically,
let me tell you, they ain't.
There was this high school that was putting on Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
the show, mm-hmm. the musical, and.
Not the new version where they shoot Judd at the end and get blood all over themselves.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was more.
And there's not an unnamed dancer doing the dream ballet.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
And the scene of Curly and Judd talking isn't done in complete darkness.
Yes.
Yes.
God, I hated that show.
Anyway. So they. It turns out there was a trans kid who this I don't know if you heard this, had a kind of small role, and then someone else either got sick
mm-hmm.
or something, and the kid got the role of Ali Hackum.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ali Hackum.
And then so now what happens? Someone said something about it, and
another kid wanted to get it, and they were upset, and they told their parent about it.
Oh, was that it?
Oh, yes.
That's even worse.
Oh, this is what my friend Elizabeth told me that I went to.
This hasn't been reported.
Oh, I went to high school with, and she was one of. She said she went up to the school board meeting about this when it came. 65 people. She said,
"Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Explain what happened."
Another kid didn't get the role. They offered it to a trans kid. The kid told his father. His father goes to the same very conservative church that. One of the school board members goes to.
So the school board hears about this,
mm-hmm.
shuts it down because they say no one, if you're going to play a role, you have to be play a role that you were assigned at your gender at birth,
mm-hmm.
which is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine that they were doing Hairspray. There are roles in musical theater written for people to cross dress.
Yeah,
or perform. It's performance.
That's my dream role.
What?
Hairspray.
Oh, Edna.
Yes.
And my dream role was Little Mary Sunshine from Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah. So actually my dream role, and it's not written as a cross gender, is Mama Rose. You know I could do it, though. You know I could do it.
It would be so, you would just chew up that scenery.
Oh! Anyway, going back to the story. So the school board shuts it down, and then they kind of go back and say, okay, here's the thing. You can still do the show, but you're going to do the young version because we're shutting this down because it's too violent and it's not kid friendly. They're saying that of Oklahoma,
which is
done all the time
in the
1970s,
was the most popular musical in all of high schools. And then in the 80s and 90s was the second most popular.
It's always in the top 10.
Elizabeth sent me like an article that one of the parents had written. He had a blog. Yeah. And he wrote this great article.
So y'all, guess what? These theater kids and these theater parents mobilize, and they're basically like, you know, you have a problem with trans kids in sports. We hate that, but you're going to finally do that. Trans kids and everything, they're like, this is theater, goddammit.
Yeah.
This is where you don't come to our house where we're a bunch of freaks and misfits. Don't come here. And parents showed up at this meeting.
She said 65 people showed up. My friend Elizabeth went.
And then, it was like the board of the people who did it was not the school board or who was.
No, it?
It
was the school board because the kid told his dad and the dad was friends with the guy on the school board.
Who overrode it then?
Well, they came to a decision. It's not necessarily, but yeah, what you're going to say. It was kind of like their collective.
And then y'all, the piece is back on, the trans kid's back in the role.
I didn't hear that part. What did I hear last from her? So the trans kid, but what was it? It was something.
Anyway, y'all, they completely reversed.
She said, I'll just read you what she wrote. 65 people spoke in support.
Wow.
They confirmed the school board confirmed with the lawyers and decided to overturn the decision and give all parts of the original production, not the junior version, which is what we wanted. Unfortunately, Sherman Independent School District showed their true Bible Belt bullshit colors and beliefs too little too late. And she said, the only reason we know this outcome changed is the attorneys threatened them with a lawsuit, which honestly, I still hope that happens.
So y'all, there are good things happening in the world today. If you're remiss for this, the New York Times had a big story on it too. Just Google the story. It's a fantastic story.
It's a fantastic story. I think it also is just a reminder that what was it? It's not Kentucky. I think in Tennessee. I just read a town in Tennessee has a small town has outlawed PDA, same-sex PDA. In their town in 2023.
Oh, wow.
So, again.
Where is it? I want to go.
I
want to go and sit there on the town square.
I would. I just go and make out right with somebody, not you, and get arrested.
I would dare.
We should go
do
that
me.
And we'll hire hot go-go dancers and make out with them.
It feels weird to hire a go-go. I think that.
Oh, I like that part.
No, but if we're hiring them, we should hire them to dance, not make out with us.
But that's not against the law.
But that's basically prostitution. You're hiring a go-go dancer to dance, not make out with
them. Well, it was fine till you made it gross. Anyway, there are great people in the world, and we know that a lot of our sissies, because. You all are very supportive of LGBT people. You all post about going to gay pride or LGBTQ pride.
It makes a difference.
It means a lot to us, but also I just bring that up. If you want to go do those things, you can. The Sissy Squad, the Facebook group, is a great place to find other people to go with and do those kind of things. So even if there's a little podunk, a little rainbow pride in your hometown. That's actually where I reconnected with my friend Elizabeth because her sister has a trans kid.
Wow.
And her sister said, absolutely not. My kid's not going to do that and da-da-da. And she just completely took her niece and said, come on, we're going to go. And she took her to Ardmore Pride. And she said, this is what your life can be. And I think it's just, those kind of things mean a lot to us. And so, Sissy, we appreciate you very much. And we want to give you an RG thank you because we know that y'all just
did
are
you
wonderful.
Just brand some kind of new thank you?
Did I?
RG just said, thank you.
I like that. An RG thank you. An RG.
Maybe an RG.
Christina, put a noise no, no, when look. I say it. No. RG thank
no,
you.
No. RG, it should be RG salute.
Too late.
That's what we did before.
We never did that.
Yes, we did. Salute. We did it before.
We did it one time and it didn't pick up any steam because nobody liked the name.
No. No, we did that before. RG thank you sounds toothless.
RG salute sounds stupid. We'll think of something else.
There's something in the middle. No.
I agree.
We've said this. We will brand off the air.
It wasn't RG salute. It was Sissy salute. You cannot.
What do you mean?
Now, Sissy salute I like.
I like Sissy salute. You know what? I think I had a problem with it, and then I grew to like it.
I like Sissy salute. We'll end on that. You cannot, though, get on to me on air, Mr. We're doing our Christmas show on December 10th. And didn't
still,
even tell me about it.
I'm going to talk to you about that. We're going to try to figure that out.
It's on the 10th now. You're trying to change it?
Maybe.
We've already announced it.
We haven't scheduled it.
You said we can't do it on the 17th because it's too late. Everybody's gone.
All right.
Yo, this is what I just...
At Nikki the whim, and Justin!
The whim of a wind.
Nikki
it's like
and
I'm
Justin.
In a business partnership with Nikki, who never changes, who always is changing her mind and just wants to get fucked constantly.
Thing is, she's not changing her mind. What she's doing is acquiescing at one point and sending such confusing messages to this guy and also never letting him feel like he will ever be enough for her.
I agree with that. And I do, because I do think, and I understand why, he's not going to be enough for her because she's so, I mean, she's such like love at all the stuff of validation she needs constantly. And she also, I feel for her in that like down deep, dealing with all of her insecurities, she knows that she's too much for this guy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And I don't think Justin, he's trying, but I get it. Justin is not responsible for her history, but if mm-hmm. you are with someone that is like, I was triggered a bit when you're like, when he said the line, he said something like, now you look more like a woman.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a translation thing, but I bet he says, and like she
I think
said,
he said says, normal woman.
Or normal woman. Ugh. And he doesn't know.
That's a difference than now you look like more
but
like
still,
a woman.
But still, it's just as bad. It's for a trans person dealing with that trauma.
See, yeah, I agree.
I don't think he necessarily knows what he's saying.
I don't think he meant it that way.
But whether he meant it or not, it's, this is why I don't think they're right for each other. It is continually little stabs to Nikki.
I agree with that. I want to, defend him in this because Sissy in our Patreon comments brought up something, and it's been in the back of my mind, but I've never known how to say it as well as this person did. And she said, Justin was basically assaulted by stealth.
No, Yeah, she's way the worst. It just
I'm just clarifying. That's a real big reason for sexual trauma.
Yeah.
And it's not even addressed that, mm-hmm. that's what this could be.
I don't think that's a complexity that a lot of heteronormative cis people wouldn't even understand that watch the show.
Because, and remember, y'all, this is all from how later on Nikki said, well, guess what? I was born a man.
Yeah.
And in that moment, that was an assault.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had no consent.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah.
She took away everything.
Yeah.
In that moment. And I'd never seen it that clear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I went, she has no leg to stand on here about asking for sex.
No, because it just, it's, again, and also she wants it constantly. But Justin likes big boots and he cannot lie.
What do you think about the idea that she's concerned about wearing something for his family for one night?
I agree. I see both sides where just do it for one night. And she's so nothing. It's kind of like what you talk about on Lalu with Key Rock and Britney. Nothing is more important to Nikki than her identity and making sure that she's able to live her life as a trans person, a woman. Nothing. So for her to even change a dress for one night feels like, she said, I feel like I'm in a straitjacket. It feels like that for her. I'm not defending it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, I'm actually saying that that's even more reason why she doesn't need to be in a relationship right now, because nothing is more important to her than living this big life of her identity.
I guess I'm thinking it seems like a small compromise to make. They're never going to see these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move to the U.S. This is not a fiance after all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not asking a lot. They're just asking less hoochie clothes.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a lot, but I've never gone through that. I just think that.
Yeah.
But with that added up too, with that and
that's, I just
you
have
look
zero,
more like normal a woman. It's a lot.
I just still have zero sympathy for her.
I don't have sympathy for her, but there are these like, and again, he doesn't know what he's, or maybe he does, but I don't think he does know. But it's a lot of these microaggressions that come out of his mouth. But what I think is gross is that she's so hurt by it, she can't. Well, I don't think she does this a lot anyway. She can't put herself in his shoes to imagine his intention and where he's coming from.
Yeah.
She's just so reactive to the words.
Where
he is trying to put himself into her shoes.
Yeah. Later on, he's playing Duolingo. She's like, can you look up the word for horny?
Yeah.
Anyway, and she keeps
saying,
it's
in there, by the way.
She keeps saying, I don't feel like you're sexually attracted to me. Like, she's trying to start a fight on the way to see.
Yes.
And
I mean, he said, I wrote it down. He wrote, wasn't normal. That was
regular.
After he said, today you look like a regular woman. Like, I'm not defending her, but that would... Ooh, if someone said that to me and I was trans, that would make me feel horrible.
I don't even think we can imagine. See it from that perspective.
Yeah.
Then later on, then she says, maybe you're asexual. This is just now getting, this is abusive. We're to the point now where she's, this is one step before calling him gay. That's what this is.
Hmm.
And that's how he's going to hear it.
Probably. Yeah.
And he says, your touch is wild, like you're going to eat me.
That's how he fits. Because I guess they just were, they weren't having sex. They were just touching each other.
And this is, and I think there is something about her that, that he is, he's seeing this in everything as a dialectic of male and female energy. And it is hard to change what you're into. And if she is constantly being, trying, putting a gender on it, being a male presence, that's not going to do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. She's asking him to make all the changes here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just, I don't see how this can work.
No, they're DOA.
Yeah, I just.
Unless, but also they've mentioned it, but she's giving him a lot of money and paid for a lot of, and paid for surgeries. And so
yeah.
Maybe Justin comes off of his night guy, but maybe, maybe this is more transactional for him.
And then she says, she's like, I'm passionate and you're cold. And he's like, you need a simple woman. He goes, and you need robot fucking. Don't knock it till you try it.
That one right there.
And he kind of makes a joke. He's like, where's the ejector seat?
And she gets upset.
And it's like
a joke.
I don't know what to think about these two. It is really hard to watch.
I think regardless of all the trauma and abuse and just the all the shit that's gone down, the drama that's gone down with them, aside from all that, I think they both have completely different love languages and love styles. So that's on top of all the bullshit that they've gone through. I don't think he's this super touchy feel, and she's so needy. She needs someone like PDA
I
touch
don't think,
her constantly.
How can you be in a relationship with someone like Nikki?
Some people are that way.
But will is anything going to be ever be enough? Because obviously, love addiction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And love addiction, it's never enough.
Yeah. So I think they're just that on top. Even if they were like we're having typical problems, I think they still would struggle with this.
Can we talk about a fucking breath of fresh air to end the show?
Sure.
This is like a season three couple, Devin and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope nothing happens. This feels like they were in a time portal.
Well, you said she has to get drunk to do the show. She talked about
she
that.
She did say she had to binge drink to
yeah,
do
yeah,
the
yeah.
show. But I just think they're just getting these handbox.
He's so cute.
And
she's adorable too.
And they're taking pictures. And he goes, kimchi.
I like that he's looking for it. She's like, oh, I like this one. He's like, this is for a prostitute. No, really, it is. And it's sweet when she walks out. And he's like, and she does. She looks gorgeous in this dress. I love what she's wearing. And she, when you see her, see him walk out, you can see that she's like, ooh, you look good. He ends up having a surprise. He asks her, he proposes to her again because the last time it wasn't so great. And
you use his verb.
What?
He proposed her.
Oh, that's what I wrote down. and so.
I've talked about it before. I love that in other languages, in English it's always, I propose to. We always need a helping transitive. You don't give a shit about this, but you no, just said it. You propose her.
Yeah, okay. I'm just letting you talk. What? I'm happy
just
to
think,
be here.
I just think language is interesting. God forbid.
Y'all, she says yes again. They are sweet.
And it's a nice surprise. I need to meet her family because.
We are next week.
She's got a touch of Danielle. Of Danielle and Muhammad for
this
me.
This family's going to be fucking deliverance.
And I'm just...
That's what would make this guy run.
There's something about it. There's a little bit of Danielle and her.
This guy, that's the only thing I think would make him run is that he moves here and he goes, where the fuck am I?
There's just got a bit of the derp. It's just little derpy.
I mean, because that's how I felt when I went to Arkansas for the first time. And I'm from Oklahoma. And even I was like, what the fuck?
When Nick gets to Cersei.
It's a pretty state.
I guess.
It's beautiful, like green trees everywhere. Big
that's
ones.
That's where I grew up.
Well, other places are pretty besides where you grew up. I know your mother and father told you otherwise.
South Carolina is pretty in Arkansas. Sorry. It's not worth going. Y'all come at me. I don't fucking care. Just because your state's not really attractive.
There are pretty parts of Oklahoma.
Sure. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. Thank you for supporting us, for listening. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Be sure to, I don't know, maybe we're going to do a holiday live thing now.
We're
going
to do
know.
It. We're just trying to figure out the date.
Why don't we just do it on a Wednesday night when no one can even watch it? What's the point now? All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, our Twitter, Reality Gaze, and our TikTok. Our Twitter's Reality Gaze Pod, and our TikTok, which is Reality Gaze. Be sure to look at our meme queens, our memes provided by our memes queens, Caitlin and Christina. We appreciate them very much. And this is Maddie signing off. Maybe you won't ever see me again. Maybe I'll get dicked down in Italy. And I'll just say, fuck it. I'm not coming back here. Take me, Mario. Take me.
And the show will be retooled.
So if so, ciao. Arrivederci. We call these people lonely hearts.
So long.
We call these people lonely hearts because, and thank you in advance to people that are, I don't like to say this word, you do, are substituting, not subbing.
Subs. They're my subs this week.
Don't look that up in gay slang. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for amore in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you've ever looked for an ejector, the ejector switch on your couch, you can call us.